In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We are vested in bright vestments today because this brief interlude between the end of Lent is over now, and the beginning of Holy Week is this foreshadowing of the glory of God and the victory of God that will be revealed later. Before we go through the darkness of Holy Week, God in His infinite wisdom gives us a little taste of His glory on the front end so as to remind us as we go through the darkness of the week of the reality of His victory, ultimate victory, over sin, over death, and over Satan. So with this in mind, my fellow sojourners, we come here then to Palm Sunday. Today we celebrate the triumphal entry into Jerusalem of our Lord Jesus Christ, which would lead us to His voluntary, which would lead Him to His voluntary passion. I emphasize the word voluntary. Nobody made Him go through what He went through. He went through that gladly and very purposefully because He wanted to save you and me and all of mankind. And He knew this is the only way it could happen. Many followed Him, having witnessed His many miracles, including, not the least of which, of course, was the raising of His friend Lazarus from the dead shortly before this. And He chose to enter Jerusalem on a donkey. The few horses that were available in Palestine in those days were reserved for the military. To sit on a horse was a sign of war, but to sit on a donkey was a symbol of humility and peace. During the peaceful times, even kings and national leaders or rulers rode donkeys rather than horses in those days. Our Lord Jesus Christ's entry into Jerusalem was not triumphal because of military power exerted by Him. We see, for example, that He sent His apostles to the owner of the colt and of the donkey that he would ride on, and the little colt of that donkey. And He said, just tell the owner if they ask that the Lord has need of them. And so that's what happened. St. John Chrysostom, in his commentary on this particular little minute point, writes, "The Lord wanted to let them know that He could easily overcome the stubborn Jews when they came to seize Him and force them to be silent. However, He did not want to do this." He knew what He had to go through. He knew that He had to go through that passion and the suffering of the cross for our sakes, and also to defeat our adversary, the evil one, the devil. And as He enters Jerusalem, the people, the believers, the believing people, spread their clothes and branches of trees on the road before Him. Others cut branches going in before Him, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." The palms signified Christ's imminent victory over death. Hosanna means "save now we pray," literally. Save now we pray. So our King comes in power and glory as the King of the age to come. Not this age, but the age to come. The age which is the eschaton, the end times, the eighth day, eternity, unending glory. That's His home. And He wants that to be your home and my home as well. And He's made it possible through what He went through during this week. Yet He comes in meekness and humility, Unlike the pompous earthly rulers, truly this was the King of the Jews. And he was drawing near to the end of what he came to do. In this great mystery, the God-man, Jesus Christ, was closing in on his adversary, the devil. Christ was not the victim here. He was the conqueror. We must be very, very clear about that. So today, we, like those believers then, in faith, offer our palm branches, placing our hope in the victory over Satan, over sin, over death, that was accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ through his once-for-all perfect sacrifice. We too cry out, Hosanna in the highest. And just as he steadfastly and without fear proceeded to the battlefield to encounter and confront the evil one, may we do likewise. We shall go through the darkness of his passion and the services of Holy Week with the full assurance that we shall bask in the glorious light of his resurrection, against which no evil can prevail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.